Chapter 66. Went the royal arms instead, and out came the public money. £50,000 for the king, £10,000 for his brother the Duke of York, £5,000 for his brother the Duke of Gloucester. Prayers for these gracious Stuarts were put up in all the churches. Commissioners were sent to Holland, which suddenly found out that Charles was a great man, and that it loved him, to invite the king home. Monk and the Kentish grandees went to Dover, to kneel down before him as he landed. He kissed and embraced Monk, made him ride in the coach with himself and his brothers, came on to London amid wonderful shoutings, and passed through the army at Blackheath on the 29th of May, his birthday, in the year 1660. Greeted by splendid dinners under tents, by flags and tapestry streaming from all the houses, by delighted crowds in all the streets, by troops of noblemen and gentlemen in rich dresses, by city companies, trained bands, drummers, trumpeters, the great Lord Mayor, and the majestic aldermen, the king went on to Whitehall. On entering it, he commemorated his restoration with the joke that it really would seem to have been his own fault that he had not come long ago, since everybody told him that he had always wished for him with all his heart. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.